Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The first question people go to is how? And that's the wrong question. How is absolutely the wrong question to start with, because if you've never done it before, what that produces is uncertainty. If you have uncertainty, then you don't execute at the same level. But the challenge is people are asking how, and that produces uncertainty. What you got to ask is what and why. If you know what needs to be done and why it needs to be done, if it's strong enough, then there's a level of certainty that will show up in your nervous system, and you'll be able to inspire other people as well. Watch out for the tyranny of how.
Yeah.
Tyranny. Don't start with how. It'll shut down your capacity. Start with what and why and get that so strong. Then start brainstorming. There's a million hows. And if there isn't a way, you can find a way or make a way. People don't experience life. They experience the life they focus on. So right now, if you're happy, you are deleting all the things you could be pissed off about or frustrated or worried about in the world. Yeah. If you're unhappy, you're deleting all the things that are great in your life. And our brains delete and they distort and they generalize. So if you don't direct it, you get whatever shows up. What's wrong is always available. What's wrong in the world, it's always available. What's right is also available. It's just which one you pick. Mm-hmm. And it isn't about positive thinking, because I've never been into positive thinking. People think that's what I do. It's not. I believe in intelligence. And so when you're in a lousy state of mind, you treat people poorly, you don't perform at the highest level, you're not happy. Yeah. When you're in a great state of mind, you treat people better, perform at a different place. And it's one of the reasons humor is so valuable.
Yeah.
It changes people's state. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're in a different place. They respond in a different place when they're laughing than when they're pissed off. So why not train yourself to do that? There's three decisions you're making every moment you're alive. The first one is, what are you going to focus on? So whatever you focus on, that's what you feel. If you're supposed to meet your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whoever at 7 o'clock, you get there at 7, they're not there. Some people are pissed off. Some people are worried. It's the same event. If it's 7:30 and they're not there, they've not called, they've not text. Now what are you feeling? Some people go, I'm really pissed off. I'm really worried. But the point is, whether you're angry or whether you're worried had nothing to do with the event. It's the habits of your mind. Mm. The person who's worried thinks, well, maybe they're in a car accident. The person's pissed off. They did it again. So the first decision you make is, what are you going to focus on? And most people have patterns of focus. Do you tend to focus more on what you have or what's missing? Do you tend to focus more on what you can control or what you can't control? And then the third one, do you tend to focus more on the past, the present, or the future? Those three patterns, if you do all three of them, if you constantly look at what's missing, it's hard to ever stay fulfilled or happy. So you have to always do something to try to make yourself happy, because you're always noticing what's missing. That's just where your focus goes. There's always something missing. There's always something that's not missing. There's always something beautiful. If you focus on what you have, you're going to be more fulfilled. Second one, if you focus on what you can control, what you do, it's why you have your own business. It's why who you are. But a lot of people focus on what they can't control. It's overwhelming. They're stressed out. They think of all those things. So if you constantly focus on what's missing, you can't control, and the past, which you can't change, mm-hmm. What that makes is either angry or sad or frustrated or depressed. You know, you got to have something that is large enough that it makes you crazy and you don't know that you can do it, but you got to know you can do it. I know it sounds ridiculous. There's got to be some part of you that turns it into a must, not a should. If it's a should, it gets done when it's easy. When it's a must, it happens no matter what. And, you know, the difference between should and must is reasons. Reasons come first, answers come second. If you got strong enough reasons, if you got a big enough why, you can figure out how to do anything. The first question people go to is how. And that's the wrong question. How is absolutely the wrong question to start with, because if you've never done it before, what that produces is uncertainty. If you have uncertainty, then you don't execute at the same level. It's like people say knowledge is power. We all know that's bullshit, right? Execution is power. Knowledge is potential power. Execution beats knowledge every day of the week. So my bias is towards action. Even if it's the wrong action, you're going to learn quicker than if you do nothing. But the challenge is people are asking how, and that produces uncertainty, which you got to ask is what and why.
Distracted driving takes your focus away from the things that matter most in life. When you're getting ready to hit the road, set your GPS and put your phone away before you leave. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Why? If you know what needs to be done and why it needs to be done, if it's strong enough, then there's a level of certainty that will show up in your nervous system and you'll be able to inspire it in other people as well, because you can't fake it. Everybody can feel it. And so if you can come up with that, and find out how to turn that certainty on, that's what I do with people, athletes, business people, everybody, is how do you turn that on and keep it on? Turn that on, and then knowing what and why, you can figure out how. It's like, you know, John F. Kennedy didn't know how to get to the moon. He said, we're going to put somebody on the moon and return to the Earth safely in this decade. And people at NASA are like, he's insane. We don't have the resources, but they did it. That's leadership. That's a moonshot, right? And it can't just be you. So that's the other part. Is it something that doesn't just inspire you? Is it something that'll keep you going when it doesn't look like it's going to work, keep you from giving up? But is it something that'll get other people to join you? Otherwise, it's just you, and you're not going to do it by yourself. There's no moonshots that are done by individuals. That's bullshit. And individuals may stimulate it, but it takes a team. It takes an army of people to make something happen. So I think watch out for the tyranny of how.
Yes.
It's tyranny. Don't start with how. It'll shut down your capacity. Start with what and why and get that so strong. Then start brainstorming. There's a million hows. And if there isn't a way, you can find a way or make a way. And I think that happens. And the other thing that happens is when you succeed, you get momentum. That's the other thing I mentioned to you. All lasting change, by the way, in your life, my life, or anybody's, is a change in identity. Anything else is a fight. It's like if you ever, you know, if you once smoked and you don't anymore, and I came to you and said, would you like a cigarette? You're not going to go, what brand is it? You're going to say, I'm not a smoker. I'm not one of those. Identity is the most powerful force that controls the human psyche. Change your identity, change your life. Expand your identity, expand your life. Shrink your identity, shrink your life. So I try to get people to do things that change their identity. Even the silly fun things we do, like the firewalk or woodbread, things that we do are give someone an experience that after they do it, their brain says, if I can do this, what else can I get myself to do? That's the way that I think you create a real lasting change with people. If there's something inside of you that you don't like, a behavior, an emotion, a thought, it's not you. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a pattern. And we can develop patterns and do them so often that we think we're our patterns. It's just a habit of thinking, habit of emotion. You're like, you don't overeat every moment. You overeat when you're bored and when you're pissed off or when you're worried, right? It's a pattern. And you can change any pattern when you stop thinking there's something wrong with you. But also, I've learned that anybody that's great at anything, if somebody's a great musician, they know certain patterns. Now, how do you get there? Three skills. First skill you got to do is you got to recognize patterns, because otherwise things seem random and it's overwhelming. Like, yeah. The world seems random. Like, oh my God, it's the worst time to be alive. It's such bullshit. I show people, like, they go, it's the worst time in the world politically, for example. It's so much hate. I can show you the postcards that were used that were posted by two of the founding fathers, Adams and Jefferson. And if you read what they said, it makes Trump and Biden and everybody around them sound like they're the nicest people in the world. I mean, it's cyclical. We go through cycles, right? Just like seasons. So once you recognize a pattern, you can run a business. Once you recognize a pattern, you can know what's going on in the stock market. You can be a better investor. Once you recognize a pattern, you know what to do with your body for more energy. Recognize a pattern, you can decipher how to make a relationship work. But the first skill is recognizing. The second skill is learning to use it. And when you look at somebody who's masterful, pick any subject in that area, in that domain, they know the best patterns and they know how to use it. Now you start, let's say you're going to play the piano, by playing somebody else's patterns because they figured it out. And then as you do that long enough, there gets to a point where you learn how to use it, and then you get to the third stage where you create your own pattern. And that's when you become kind of a master of your particular domain.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.